Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, August 13th. We'll be taking a look at Joe Biden and his newly announced running mate.
I'm Rodney Price. Inmates at the Sedgwick County Jail are being tested for COVID-19. An update on the number of positive tests is coming up.
Workers are beginning to return at Spirit AeroSystems. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 89 for the high in Wichita. Will we be that warm today? A lot depends on how much cloud cover hangs around again. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, it is partly cloudy, 73 degrees. Let's get an update on the COVID-19 situation at the Sedgwick County Jail.
Colonel Brian White told Sedgwick County Commissioners that the jail is in the process of testing all inmates for COVID-19.
We began that testing process on Monday. We tested approximately 350 inmates on Monday, and again another 350 inmates yesterday, and we'll probably have that number again today. And tomorrow,
as of Wednesday morning, 123 inmates have tested positive, while 144 are negative. Among the staff, 11 are positive and 36 are negative. Colonel White says it usually takes a lab in Topeka about 48 hours to get testing results back to the jail staff. The inmates will be separated into pods based on the positive and negative test results. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
For the first time, Joe Biden and his newly announced running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, appearing together.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he wants Senator Kamala Harris to be the last voice he hears before a major decision.
To always tell me the truth, which she will. Challenge my assumptions if she disagrees. Ask the hard questions.
The first joint campaign appearance lacked the fanfare of most running mate introductions. Social distancing allowed for just a few dozen, mostly reporters, inside a Wilmington High School gymnasium. But Biden and Harris used the event to lay out attacks on President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystem announcing it will be bringing back some temporarily laid off and furloughed workers.
The recalled workers will return beginning Saturday after a 60-day layoff or paid furlough. 900 employees were placed on furlough or laid off earlier this summer. It's not yet clear how many will be returning. Jeremy Hill with the Center for Economic Development and Business Research tells KSN News it's a good time for the industry.
This is a great timing for the aerospace to really start picking back up. We're getting to a point, a little bit of a stagnation in our economy. Not a lot of growth was happening. And so bringing those employees back on will really reboot this economy.
Hill adds that it will not only benefit the company, but suppliers as well. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two Americans arrested in Colombia. They're wanted in the United States, accused of selling phony cures for COVID-19 and other diseases.
Two men from Florida wanted by the feds for allegedly selling a bleach-like chemical as a supposed miracle cure for coronavirus disease and other things have been found in a beach town in Colombia. Mark and Joseph Grennan, who are from Bradenton, Florida, were using the town to ship orders of the bleach stuff, which they labeled as Miracle Mineral Solution. Mark Grennan styles himself an archbishop of a church in Florida, which is used to sell the product under the guise of a religious sacrament. They've been ordered for years to stop selling it, but they've ignored judges' orders, calling them unconstitutional. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
With a backlog of 25,000 people in Kansas waiting for unemployment benefits, the Kansas Department of Labor promising to take action to clear that up within 3 months. At this point, some Kansans are still waiting for their first check, months into the COVID-19 pandemic. Some expect more than $15,000 in unemployment benefits that they have yet to receive. We were supposed to have football tonight, and, yep, every day we have another ugly incident involving mask rage. KNSS News Time is 8:05. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The National Football League was supposed to kick off some preseason action tonight. Instead, the focus remains on training camp and COVID-19 protocols.
The New York Jets and New York Giants were set to square off in their annual preseason showdown tonight, but that won't be happening this year. The NFL foregoing preseason games as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Much of the offseason was forced to be conducted virtually to accommodate social distancing, with training camps being the first chance since last season for players to really work out together, leading to the preseason's cancellation to minimize the risk of injury. This as the league and the NFL Players Association yesterday seemed to lock down coronavirus testing for the next few weeks, with players set to receive daily tests through September 5th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Things got ugly at a restaurant in Louisiana when a group of women did not want to follow social distancing.
The Chili's restaurant in Baton Rouge has a simple policy: no more than six people at one table. When a party of 11 to 12 women entered, 17-year-old hostess Kelsey Wallace offered to seat them, but had to break the group up into separate tables. That didn't go over very well, and soon enough, some pushing turned into the group attacking and beating the teenager. She says one of them even grabbed the wet floor sign and smacked her in the face, sending her to the emergency room for some stitches above the eye. The group left before the cops showed up, although there is surveillance video. Wallace says she's not going back to work, while the manager gave a statement to local media apologizing and saying this type of behavior will not be tolerated. John Saucier, Fox News.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Chili's is apologizing for.
Maybe he's apologizing to the other patrons just because it happened there.
It's
but
not their fault.
Again, that's not Chili's fault. That's just some...
just bad behavior.
Bad behavior from some really dumb people.
It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we've got a moving left lane closure northbound on the Kansas Turnpike, and it's between Webb Road and the Towanda service area. So watch out for a slowdown northbound on the Turnpike there. The Turnpike Authority is doing some barrier wall maintenance. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this Thursday. Let's find out more from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some big thunderstorms were ongoing well to the east of Wichita, and we were seeing a few isolated storms move in from the west as well. That will bring in some clouds. Then we're expected to be mostly sunny and 91 for the high this afternoon. We should stay dry tonight. Tarlo 73, sunny and 93 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It is partly cloudy, 73 degrees on this Thursday, August 13th. Don't forget the Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. What a great place to hang out, the Monarch in Delano. A couple days ago, I drove by the Monarch, and there were a lot of people enjoying patio dining outside. So,
yeah.
And
that's kind of fun. I haven't dined outdoors before the pandemic started. I hadn't dined outdoors for quite a while, but I've done it several times recently.
And we had that ordinance passed this week. Wichita is going to help out more bars and restaurants, kind of expand their outdoor footprint to where they can handle some of that and then allow more people to be in an area and enjoy the food of these establishments.
Yeah.
So
which
hope,
I like, but
hope
they
that
said,
all works out.
They said that it was to help utilize parking space, and I don't know. Blacktop isn't a scent that goes very well with dinner, but I suppose sidewalk space can be pretty nice.
Yeah, and that's what I think we see more and more of around town. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and it is time for our daily visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, live from training camp in Kansas City. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. And eating a meal on the sidewalk on a card table is really kind of a first-world problem. That's not a bad deal. And when you grow up on a farm, Greg Reno of American Ag Credit will tell you this, there's nothing better than having this meal in the field during harvest. Or, you know, they would we would have these unbelievable meals, in break time in dirt, basically. And, man, I can still smell the fried chicken. But anyway.
Well, that's right. Yeah. If the vittles are good, it doesn't matter where the venue is.
It don't matter. You can have fresh asphalt out there on Kellogg, and I'll eat fried chicken. It'll be real tasty.
Well, now you've got me curious. Does Kansas City have any good fried chicken places?
Yeah, Stroud's has been the one. Oh, actually, yeah. Stroud's was here, and now they've got the one in North Wichita. It's still there. I don't know if it's still open.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, that's been the most famous one for fried chicken. Other than that, like the local yokel place to go, I don't have another one. I'd have to drive down to Pittsburgh and go to either Chicken Annie's or Chicken Mary's.
In there, too.
You know, we were going to – there was discussion we would have training camp not in St. Joe, but in Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh State.
Yeah.
I go, well, if you're going to go out, that means Tuesday night Chicken Annie's, Wednesday night Chicken Mary's, Thursday night Chicken Annie's, and Friday night Chicken Mary's.
That's exactly what I would be doing.
Yep. I'll go with you, buddy.
Now you got me fixated on that. All right, let's get back to training camp.
But I would find a card table and we'd go out in the field somewhere, just ask a farmer if he's got some no-till out there that he's got harvested off, and we just set up a card table and have some real good fried chicken.
Oh, no doubt. That would be a number one priority. A training camp up in Kansas City yesterday, you talked yesterday about that being more of a kind of a day-off scenario yesterday, a little light day before things get real here the next few days.
Yeah, it's light no longer. It is going to be real today. They're not in pads today. They're in the they're following strict guidelines with the NFLPA and the NFL and the health and safety protocol of the COVID pandemic. But this will be a busy day, and then tomorrow will be the first day in pads. And not to take anybody from your airwaves, but we will be live tomorrow at 9:30 during practice. So if people want to work and do left brain, right brain work, left brain watch practice, they can, by going to the Chiefs' YouTube and Facebook pages. But since we don't have preseason football, we're going to try to do the next best thing, and that is bring some live practice football.
And, of course, there's a lot of eyes on this team and how it will handle coming off a Super Bowl win. And this squad is kind of, I think, used to that pressure, and they're dealing with it accordingly.
This sounds weird, but I think they have less pressure this year than last year. And I think you can follow my tracking that it doesn't make them any less, no less resolve to get the task done. But last year, as I mentioned, they were playing two games every week, and they were playing games before they were playing games because every day they were compared to New England. Keep in mind, losing the AFC Championship game the year before by just a fraction of inches, and they're like, can you get back? Can you get the one seed? New England. What's New England doing today? And so there was this pressure of this daily being compared to. Well, now you're getting – people are comparing others to you, I mean, with our team. But it doesn't feel the same pressure. It's almost like they're on house money. And please don't take – I'm going to get into this next week. There's no complacency. But they can be a little more free this year and just let it fly because they've done it, and now they're going to try to do it again. It's not like you're inches away – and you'll never get back. That was the feeling externally a lot of last year.
And all week long, we've been visiting and talking about different elements of this team's roster that might be able to really improve and take a notch up and really elevate this team to even another level past where they were last year. And you've got another player to spotlight today.
Greg Reno's of American Ag Credit's really wise. He has these wise sayings. One was, you know what, look for the silver lining in the dark cloud. And two is, have you ever seen a good football team with a bad offensive line? And that leads us to today's focus, because the most quoted stat, or one of the most quoted stats of the offseason, was the fact that the Chiefs got 20 of 22 starters back from Super Bowl 54.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of a misnomer. Really 20 of 23, because Kendall Fuller almost counted as an extra starter. He was on the field so much as the nickel player, but he's in Washington now, took a free agent contract. But you lost left guard Stefan Wisniewski, right guard Larry Duvernay-Tardif opting out for the season, and then Lucas Niang opts out, the rookie out of TCU. So now people are scratching their head, like, well, who's going to protect Mahomes at the guard position? Well, today's focus is Kelechi Osemele out of Iowa State. He's been in the league since 2012. If he's healthy, Ted, he had a bad shoulder last year. If he's healthy, the Chiefs could be way better at left guard than they were through most of last season. And he sees it as an opportunity.
I was pretty hyped. My agent called me, you know, instantly. The first thing I thought about was, this is a really good team. We got a chance to win a championship. You know, I haven't won one in my rookie year. So I thought immediately, like, this would be a beautiful way to, you know, kind of cap off a long NFL career.
Well, and a guy that, you mentioned his shoulder was messed up last year, but if he can get that fixed up, that he could be a real weapon.
And I chuckled when after the interview, because he goes, man, I hadn't won one in 8 years. You know, well, dude, you won a Super Bowl as a rookie. Like, we waited 50 years, okay? So we chuckled. He's really a bright guy, good guy. But he's got an impressive resume. 96 games played in the league, 96 starts.
Yeah.
Most of those at left guard. He was a Pro Bowler 2 years in a row for the Raiders,
yep,
after he had left the Ravens. And, man, you go back and watch that video of him with the Raiders, and there'd be four guys getting crushed, and he's destroying his guy, like one out of the five guys. And he was part of a 12-4 Raider team in 2016. So just don't overlook that fact. If he can capture left guard, if he's healthy, and if he can lock down, I will tell you, too, there's another inherent advantage, and that is he is setting on Eric Fisher's right shoulder. And if those two, that's two Pro Bowlers together. But if Fish has a weakness in his game, it's sometimes that inside shoulder will be attacked, especially when teams will do twists and stunts, and they will go directly there. Like, he's better to his left shoulder punching to the outside than to the inside. Well, now if you've got Osemele in there, who's a large man and a road grader for a blocker, if he can lock in that left side, you got two Pro Bowlers, left guard, left tackle, and you could be formidable over there and better than last year.
And you've talked about a couple of guys this week that we look back, they were really excelling in 2017, 2018. If they can get back to that form, that'd be a huge bolst to this roster.
Well, I mean, Chris Jones on the defensive side yesterday was phenomenal in 2018, and he was injured a little bit last year, but just inconsistent. In fact, last night on NFL Network, the Tennessee game was on. The last time the Chiefs lost, it was November the 10th, and I was watching that game like, oh, my gosh, there was a thousand things you forget about, but mostly Chris Jones struggled in that game. But let's go to Andrew Wiley. Andrew Wiley, if he can win the right guard position, he was the Mackley Hill winner of 2018 as the Chiefs' top rookie. So, okay, Andrew, get back to that level. Osemele locks down the left side, and you got Mike Remmers, who you picked up from the New York Giants, who can be your swing guard, backup, left, right, and your swing tackle, backup, tackle, left, right. And that's essentially, that would give you seven guys, six and a half guys right there, and then try to develop some of the younger players. But your offensive line, if healthy, could be better than a year ago because they fought injuries and inconsistency last year. And honestly, Mahomes got hit too much.
The Chiefs are getting ready for an extensive weekend of getting after it a little bit more than they have. And this is all part of the process, as we're less than a month away.
Today, coach is going to get after him a little bit. This feels like St. Joe camp today. And then tomorrow the pads go on. It'll be the first time the pads will be on since Super Bowl 54.
Oh, my. And before we leave today, today is Elvis Gerback's 50th birthday, former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. He put up some big numbers for the Chiefs in his 4 years, but he still holds 6 Chiefs passing records. I would imagine Patrick Mahomes will pick some of those off before too long.
Yeah, Elvis, I'd enjoy it while you can, and I hope you have a great birthday, but those records are going bye-bye. But I will say this, one glorious Monday night game for Elvis, who was kind of a PR disaster here. Every time he kind of said something, people just took it wrong, didn't like him. But a glorious Monday night game against the Raiders with a last-second pass to Andre Bad Moon Rising in the late 90s. So a tip of the cap to Elvis Gerback. Way too many consonants in that name. 5 letters in his name, only 1 vowel. Come on, man.
All right. Mitch, thanks for joining us, and we'll speak again tomorrow. And as always, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
That is Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with our training camp update right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. KNSS News Time is 8:23.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.